So, Chris, a little bit of an outdated story for you, but I found it and I was just like, You know, in 2013, a dad in China hired gamers to kill his son in video games so he would start looking for a job and get a life.
Oh man.
Right.
So we hit put out hits through video games
Yeah,
now,
pretty
and you're
much.
dead? Where's the loyalty
There is
there?
none. There is none.
No honor amongst gamers and thieves.
Right. I mean, that reminds me of that South Park episode where they were playing World of Warcraft.
Oh
You
yeah.
remember
That
that
was a classic episode.
Oh, good times, good times. But I wouldn't know. I mean, was the kid successful in his video game endeavors, or the
I
dad
just
was just
see it like
like.
a battle royale, like a free for all, and the dads have paid like 50 gamers to come at them, and their bodies are just laid down below them, teabagging everybody.
R3, 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 R3. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, the Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris, and cue the band.
Roscoe,
yeah,
what's your power for today?
I am Sanji from One Piece today. I've been ever since the move is complete, and for the last like week and some change, I've been doing all the cooking.
Oh man.
So yeah. Yeah, I've tried to get a filet mignon medium rare. It came out rare, but it was still nice. So I didn't complain. It was actually perfect.
Oh
Like,
man,
that was the way to eat that steak, apparently.
Apparently, so that steak out of destiny.
What about you today, Chris?
Oh man,
how you feeling?
Speaking of eating,
oh no,
my power is slightly related. My power is Snorlax for today.
Snorlax.
Because after yesterday, I'm just trying to recover. I've been snacking and napping all day, like just on and off, trying to get enough sleep. Have not caught up yet.
Someone get the poke flute, please. Get him out of the road. All right, that's what's up. That's what's up, Snorlax. I mean, look, Snorlax is a top tier Pokemon in competitive play nowadays. So, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
So Roscoe,
yeah.
Let's start with the elephant in the room.
Which one? The end of Loki or Black Widow?
Space Jam.
Oh.
I had to get it laughed.
You caught me off guard with that one. All right.
No. Okay, for serious.
No. Let's do Space Jam. Haven't seen it yet. I plan on watching it tonight. But there's this one clip that I saw. Everybody, LeBron and the gang are in the locker room having that little pep talk.
I know exactly.
Yeah, and then Sylvester walks in. He's like, guys, I found him. I found Michael Jordan. And LeBron looks confused. Everybody's like, oh, no.
But you have to admit, everybody was delightfully surprised. It was all like, yes. Yeah, here it is. Like, even LeBron was like, please let it be Jordan.
Please let it be Jordan. And then it turns out it was Michael B. Jordan. I was like, oh, snap, Killmonger. And he was like, I was just in the crowd watching the game. I wanted some popcorn, and this cat came up to me.
Yeah. And what was I think Daffy was once? He was like, you couldn't get the A. Jordan, so you got the B. Jordan.
That was good. I'm gonna watch
it's
that.
It's definitely it's a pretty cool, fun movie. Something for the kids, I say definitely. I think it's like the equivalent to the original Space Jam, just kind of brought up to this time. And like, cause I watched it through with the girls.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
their synopsis at the end is nobody's gonna ever make me play basketball. I was like, that's not the point of the movie.
Just watch the Looney Tunes and watch LeBron be funny with some CGI creatures. All right.
Exactly.
Speaking of CGI creatures, the actor that played Cyclops, can't remember his name right now, but he's been in a lot of good movies and whatnot. That being said, his most recent endeavor, he was in Sonic the Hedgehog.
Then, so this is the young Cyclops, McAvey, or Stewart Cyclops?
McAvey.
Okay, we're going by Deadpool rules here. We gotta make sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, the original X-Men trilogy. The actor that played Cyclops was in Sonic the Hedgehog. He was in Death at a Funeral. No CGI creatures there. But every other movie he does other than X-Men and Death at a Funeral is involving some CGI creature, and I think it's hilarious.
Ah, I see. James Marsden?
Yes.
Marsden, did I say that right?
Yep.
Yeah. Like, he's been in a lot of movies that I kind of don't notice him in. It's sad.
Yeah, like, you don't recognize him without the red visor on, but...
He was the Superman of Superman Returns too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And is this the same from CW's The Atom?
No, that's a different person.
That's a different one? Okay.
Yeah.
He always looks, those two look very...
Kind of like Orlando Bloom.
And the other guy.
And the other guy that looks like older Orlando Bloom. Like Orlando Bloom from the... He's a variant.
He's a variant?
He's a variant.
That's not a new answer for all variants.
So, Black Widow, Chris.
Black Widow.
Taking place in between Civil War and Infinity War. I really liked it. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. What are you giving it?
We're giving it ratings now.
Yeah, we're giving ratings.
I mean, considering what is like coming out around. Mm-hmm. Like, if that would have came out on schedule, wasn't it supposed to come out like 2019 April? Like,
yeah.
Originally?
Yeah,
like if it had come out back then, I think it might have been like a blockbuster hit. It would have been like a Captain America level movie, maybe even a Spider-Man level movie.
But
given the timing, right after WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, and Loki, it felt like it was on it because those are so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They didn't feel like TV shows; they felt like mini movies. And then you're watching this whole movie, and like to a lot of people, these are the first few movies you're watching.
Yeah,
in a long time, like. I don't know. It just kind of didn't feel like effort was put in it. And it might have been there.
But that since it came out later, the ending at end credit scene made a lot more sense with
Madame Hydra.
Yeah, Madame Hydra coming to her, setting up the Thunderbolts. I think, what's the Striker? Not Striker, that's X-Men.
Yeah.
What's his face? He hunted the Hulk. Ross.
Yeah.
I think Ross is going to turn into the Red Hulk.
I wanted to see that in the movie, but then I kind of understood why it didn't happen.
Right.
From a writer's perspective, like anything that looked like the Hulk was going to automatically overshadow Black Widow in that movie because you're going to go, oh, Hulk, Avengers, big threat. You know what I mean? You're going to think about all that kind of stuff.
Maybe that's that Earth threat you've been looking for. The Red Hulk.
I think it's going to be more than that, though. Like, I think he's going to put the whole Thunderbolts team together.
Yeah.
That's why with that end credit scene, which if you haven't seen the movie, definitely stay back for the end credit scene. Spoiler alert. But that end credit scene, I think Madame Hydra reaching out for her to get that revenge on Hawkeye had nothing to do with the revenge, nothing to do with her doing a favor. I think that's going to be the Thunderbolts coming out. Their first thing, we killed an Avenger.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
That would be good. That would be good.
And that's how they come out on the map. Like, yes, we can handle the Avengers threat. We're able to work with the government. So now these Avengers that aren't signing up for the Sokovia Accords, they're coming after you. Mm-hmm. And they show that they can hit. You know what I mean? So, like, it put a real fire under them.
All right. I can dig it.
Definitely think it was a movie that was needed.
Mm.
But then at the same time, it kind of just was like, you could do without it.
Yeah. It should have came out. It should have been the next movie after after Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they would have hyped up the Falcon and Winter Soldier's end credit scene so much more.
Yeah, because you were like, oh, there she was from the... Yeah, I feel that. Speaking of movies and callbacks and all that jazz, future callbacks?
Future.
What do you call...
Call forwards.
Yeah, future.
Call forwarding. That's what call forwarding is.
Yeah, call forwards.
See, that call in the future.
Yeah.
And I'll call it back then.
yeah. That. But as I was, rewatching the Cinematic Universe in chronological order, like Captain America, Captain Marvel, Iron Man, blah, 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 blah. And when I was watching Iron Man, you know how, like, we were looking for clues, like, oh, man, the Ten Rings, blah, 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 blah. You know, that tapestry that was hanging up behind him and everything.
Yeah,
we found out, like, that scientist that helped him build the first suit in the cave, he straight up said, these men work for the Ten Rings. I was like, oh, this has been a thing.
Yeah. They had been trying to work the Mandarin for the longest time.
Yeah, then we got the fake Mandarin.
Yeah, and I think it's because the Mandarin coming to the MCU, especially during that time Foggy had released a statement, there's no magic in the MCU. Mm. So, and that was before Doctor Strange, and the idea was to explain off Thor's powers are not magic. That was what he was really getting at. He's like, there's no magic. It's just you don't understand how Thor's technology works.
Right.
And so you see it as magic. And so he's trying to go off of that premise, and then shortly after that, they released Doctor Strange. But then, like, before that, if you introduce Mandarin, who historically in the comic books, his powers come from magical rings.
Right. They're
like magical alien rings. They don't get much weirder in the comic books. But like each ring had a specific power and it did different stuff. And if you introduce that too early, because, you know, Iron Man was the backbone to the MCU. And if he fails.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they held off on it. And then especially someone like the Mandarin, he can be a really big villain.
Yeah.
And so the Ten Rings gives him a chance to be almost in his own movie and
would
not
you
overshadow.
Think the Ten Rings is going to be the mystic threat?
I don't know. Because from the looks of the movie, it looks like Shang-Chi is going to get possession of those rings.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of like that's going to be a short-lived threat.
Oh, okay.
All right. We'll see. Yeah.
So speaking of threats coming to us all, multiple of them possibly, since, you know, the timeline is now broken.
Oh,
Kang.
Man. Yeah.
Your boy Kang.
And the TVA and Loki series ending.
So real quick, when Sylvie pushed him through the portal before she went and killed Kang and or He Who Remains, but he's Kang anyway. And he went up to Morbius and Mobius and the other TVA agent number 50,
something like that,
G9
011 bingo with TVA agents.
Yeah, pretty much. And they like had no clue who he was. Like, he was freaking out about the timeline getting destroyed. Yeah. Like, and they had no clue who he was. Think Loki is in a different time stream right now.
I think he's definitely in a different time branch, but like it's one of those situations where that was the only place for him to go. Like they said, like if you got to watch carefully, Marvel really stacks the details.
Mm-hmm.
But in one of the early episodes, Mobius explains to Loki the reason why they couldn't go back and prune an event before it happens. They have to do it almost in real time because time keeps moving. Even when you go to the future, to the past, like it's a certain time. So you can't go back beyond certain time frames within an event.
Right.
Because that event is unfolding. You have to let it unfold. And so I think what happened was when she killed Kang, which almost around the same set within seconds of each other, her pushing Loki through that door, he was going back to the same TVA, but her killing Kang changed that timeline,
and this variant
a variant of Kang took over the TVA in that time frame before Loki got back, and he was kind of in a pocket because he was traveling. So he didn't get reset, but everybody else there got reset. That's why they don't recognize him. And they just assume he's another agent, and you know, which if Loki being Loki, he's definitely going to take that role and play undercover. And
definitely. But we know there's a TVA out there where Mobius and B-52 are telling the other TVA agents, like, nah, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Because they brought, what's her face, to the classroom where the main TVA agent, the head Red Wing? No, not Red Wing.
Renslayer. Red Wing? Really?
Yeah, look.
Renslayer.
Renslayer. Their old classroom, and was like, nah, that's not Renslayer, dog. She used to be a teacher. We all used to have lives. So that TVA is going to be the only TVA that like knows what's up.
Which is setting up what the TVA kind of was like in the comic books. When you look it up in the comic books, they had the TVA with, well, I forget what the three people are called. The Watchers? No.
The Watchers?
The, well, whatever. They had their three leaders over the TVA.
Mm-hmm.
The Timekeepers. There we go. Yeah, Timekeepers. Yeah. There. And it slipped. And then, but then they had Time Twisters, which were equal opposites to the Timekeepers. And the real battle in the comic books was each of them trying to protect the timeline that ensured that they were alive at the end of it.
Okay.
So that was what the more multiversal battle was. In this one, they kind of switched it to being like different kings fighting over the timeline.
Right.
And so when you look at it, when the TVA were pruning people, they weren't pruning that person because of their Nexus event. They were pruned because whatever they were about to do was going to start a timeline that would lead up to a king that would be a threat to the king that's in charge. So he was pruning off all the timelines where another him could come up and challenge himself. And that's how he was keeping safe in there. And like, that's why he really didn't care. He's like, I'll make one. Like, he was trying to give Loki a kingdom and all that at the end. He's like, okay, I just need to make sure no kings come up during this, but I can, you know what I mean?
We can make it happen.
Give you what you want. We can make it happen.
Look. I knew he was a top tier villain when they were in that elevator. And like, you see like swords to his back. He's like eating an apple. And you, if you pay attention, he's like looking around. He stops and looks at the camera. I'm like, hey, chill out.
What are you looking at?
Right. Like, that was some Deadpool-esque stuff right there.
So I've been hearing it float around Instagram a little bit. They say an apple a day. Oh, I said it backwards. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. So you think that apple is keeping Doctor Strange away from Kang?
Okay, so first of all, I thought you were about to say, like, Doctor Who or something. But Doctor Strange, all right, maybe.
Because he would still qualify as a threat to Doctor Strange if he were discovered. And then, like, if you notice, like, he kind of was eating an apple the whole time. I feel like the time, so I want to go back and watch the detail. I feel like it was kind of regenerating and he just keep eating. Like,
oh, yeah, he was
apple.
Definitely time rewinding that stuff. Do you think that Wanda, Loki, and Doctor Strange will be the only ones able to stop Kang?
Nah.
There are others?
Because, yeah, it's like, that's what you got to realize, too. Like, while you're sleeping on the MCU, when they started out, you're talking about chronological order. When they started out, hands down, Captain America and Iron Man were the heavy hitters.
Yeah.
But they are left in the dust at this point.
Captain Marvel.
Like, even, yeah, other than Captain Marvel's basically Superman out there.
Right.
And Spider-Man's nothing to be toyed with.
No, like, no. Even Yondu with his arrow and his whistle.
he went out. But apparently they have a new Yondu coming up. I don't know what his name will be. You know, he inherited the whistle.
Oh, yeah, the guy from his lieutenant. And you saw him practicing the whistle and all that. Okay.
The only one that was still on his side that didn't die when they turned on him.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Dang.
But yeah. Like, either way, like, clearly the heroes are leveling up. Mm-hmm. They're getting stronger and stronger. And then that's why I think that the Thunderbolts are going after Hawkeye. Because he's one of those lower, like, Natasha's gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hawkeye's the only person left that doesn't have, like, actual powers. Like, you could say War Machine, but he has a country backing him in the Iron Man suit. So, like, but it's some more like.
I mean, Frank Castle. I mean, he's not an Avenger, but he's predicted to be in the Thunderbolts after Armor Wars.
Now, that'll be fun.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, hopefully they keep Frank Castle that they had in Netflix series, but. You know, like, Frank Castle isn't to be trifled with at all.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not. And bringing it in like that, good Lord. Like, I really want to see that Frank Castle and Ghost Rider fight. I want to see that played out cinematically.
Yeah, we already talked about this. Like, he would be innocent.
Tearing up a city. They're going head to head. They're evenly matched. And then the Ghost Rider tries to stare on him. Doesn't work. And that's how he beats him. Like, something crazy like that. And they, like, the city's got to be on fire at the end of
that point.
Like, there's no way.
But yeah, do you think when Captain America was bringing like all the Infinity Stones back. Kane was just like, yep, put that there. Yeah, that's right. You do that. And do you think, yeah, Kang totally allowed Captain America to stay in the past because there was no threat.
Yeah.
It like Captain America staying in the past didn't
branch bring up into Kang. Yeah.
And he still got the shield back to the future. Everything, Thor's hammer, the Infinity Stones, like everything got back to where it was supposed to be. So Kang was probably just like, you know what,
I guess it
kind
of leveled out, come to think of it, because like, so then Cap didn't come back to the future, which meant the Battle of New York, he would have been an old man. But Thanos never showed up for that battle, so that probably never happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe it's like Cap wasn't needed because Thanos was gone, and they kind of...
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. You know, I saw this one thing, and you can tell me if I'm going off the rails a little bit.
This old timey, whimey...
Old, shut up. So somewhere in the comics, Kang proves himself to be like a major, 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 major threat. I mean, we already know that. But it was so major that the Avengers was just like, we need some extra help. Well, no, it was Captain America and Captain Marvel talking to Iron Man and a bunch of other folks. Like, top tier, like, heroes in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
But they were like, we need help. And they were like, well, who do we want to bring in? And Captain Marvel goes, him. And Thanos is standing behind them. And
oh,
Thanos
man.
Is like... we have a common enemy. We are not enemies for the time being. We need to fight Kang. And so Thanos becomes an Avenger.
Oh, man.
For 15 pages until they start fighting Kang. And then Thanos says, like, I'm going to take your skull and use it as a cup to drink from. And Kang just grabs him by the neck and, like, rapidly ages him until Thanos is nothing but a skull.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
See, and that's the thing, like, that wouldn't be the first time that Thanos kind of Vegeta'd the team.
Because
in the original Infinity Gauntlet storyline in the comics, yeah, Thanos got it. He got the gauntlet. He did the snap. Then the Avengers went to face him after the snap. Of course, like, Nebula and a few other people showed up. And in the midst of the fight, they get the gauntlet off of Thanos, but Nebula puts it on.
Oh.
And she's worse than Thanos.
Oh.
Thanos turns and helps the Avengers to beat Nebula.
No. Oh, okay, look.
Look here. She's my daughter. I raised her. We got to get this damn glove. Okay? we'll go back to our issue after, but...
Yeah, pretty much. Like, we've seen a bunch of Thanos team-ups with them. Yeah. And it's always for the bigger threat.
Speaking of what we've seen of Thanos, you got to give it to that scene in The Void. Where they got the Thanos chopper, the Dark Esther.
Yeah.
They have a giant wasp. It's not a wasp. What, yellow jacket. Yellow jacket helmet. And then the kicker, Throg.
Throg.
They have the, like, the frog. And to those that missed it, I think it's the scene where the Loki variants that take him down into the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
You see a frog Thor in a jar, and he's reaching for Mjolnir. Like,
meow meow.
And he can't get to it through the jar, and it is hilarious. Which they said it was a deleted scene that showed a battle between Loki and Frog Thor.
Hmm.
But they took it out or whatever because it's Loki. It's not a Thor movie.
So, my two favorite Lokis.
Yeah.
Alligator Loki.
Alligator Loki.
Alligator Loki. Just when President Loki came up to the bunker and was like, we're taking over. We're doing the things. And Alligator Loki was like, nah, screw it. Like, I was like, yep, that alligator is my favorite. Second Loki, the kid.
Yes.
He was the one that...
the kid Loki was sadistic. Like,
yes.
Like Loki,
yes.
Like,
he killed Thor in his timeline. And so, and it brought me, and it made me think that about that story in Ragnarok that Thor was telling Hulk and the Valkyrie. Like, when we were kids, Loki would turn himself into a snake.
He knows I love snakes.
You know, yeah. And he would bite me and then stab me and run away like some sick prank. What if that kid took one of those pranks too far and that's why that's why the TVA came and got him?
Well, I mean, like we discussed before, though, like, whatever he did was a timeline that would have brought another Kang into power. Like, and I could see that, like, a power void being left on Avengers team could have done that.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you know the comic books, when Kang, when they first hear about Kang, is from Iron Lad.
Mm-hmm.
which Iron Lad is a alternate version or variant of Kang from the future who travels back to the past after he learns about his future of becoming an evil variant, basically.
Isn't he?
And so he travels and helps the young Avengers to prepare for Kang. Like,
when he travels to the past, isn't he the father of Reed Richards?
No. He's, ironically, he's a late descendant of Reed Richards. Like the Kang that is any of the variants.
It wasn't a Futurama thing where Fry is his own granddad type of deal? Okay.
It's more like he came back into the past to prepare the past to kill himself in the future.
Really weird. What?
You know, some would say life is all about death, so prepare for your death. What better way to go back in the past and trade the people that's going to kill you?
That's some Reverse Flash stuff.
More or less, yeah. But the idea is that, like, there are different variants of him. Probably just going to be preparing him for the most evil version.
There were different Reverse Flashes.
There were.
There were tons of them. Anytime they needed help, they would just call a different one. I mean, not the evil one, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, they'll give CW. They asked the evil one first.
Look.
That was crazy, by the way. Like, if you go back and watch that episode, the evil Thawne is intelligent enough to know that he's talking to two different Barrys, when the other one from the future comes to ask for help. And they're trying to play coy, like, oh, we don't know he's a bad guy. We just gonna, you know, get some mentorship, like, just play him for dub. And he really caught on quick.
Thawne was one of the, I think he's definitely like a genius.
The comic books, he's a genius for his era, and he's from the future. Like, so yeah, anybody in this time is like an idiot to him. Like, just naturally. And then with add the Speed Force to that, because you know that's how Barry works. Like, he thinks faster than the average human because of the Speed Force. So like, and Thong has access to that in the future with future tech. And,
So going back to Loki and the multiverse, what variants of superheroes are you excited to see?
Oh man, like the first character I'm really excited to see is America Chavez. Mostly because the first information I got about Doctor Strange in the Multiverse was her casting call. So that's how I figured out she was in it. So that's when I started looking her up. And then I played that app game on my phone with all the Marvel heroes. Right. And they're showcasing her and Hercules right now in the game. You know, trying to hype Marvel up, of course. But like just her power set, like she's an interdimensional hero. And from her description that they gave in the game and what I see in the comic books, she's almost more like a paramedic than anything else. So she travels through the multiverse just helping people, like more or less. And even like the recording that they released from the casting call was her in a Doctor Strange movie kind of explaining the actual multiverse to Doctor Strange and how it works and how you're going to run into variants and XYZ and blah, 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 and how to move about. So it'd be very interesting to watch her. Her power set is basically like Jubilee to the fifth power. A lot of energy. So
I'm excited to see how they're gonna pull off the whole Wanda Quicksilver Magneto thing. That being said, WandaVision happens after Loki. WandaVision happens after Loki. Because Loki
the
happened.
Time runs differently on the TVA.
Shut up. Okay, so.
But yeah,
After the Battle of New York, this Loki took the Tesseract, messed up the timeline. So I'm going to say that this Loki happens before WandaVision. What? Do you think Evan Peters, like when, what's her face said, they recasted Pietro?
Yeah.
He's a variant? And it's already begun?
Not only that, but a few other things in that. I think, like, even the end credit scene with Wanda hearing her kids screaming for help or whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying that all that stuff that happened in WandaVision was open and available because of what happened in Loki. Mm-hmm. Now all these branched timelines exist. So Pietro could have come to them from another timeline.
Right.
Or at least the memory of what he was going to be. And then they put him in whatever kind of body. However you want to magic that up. Because apparently he was an actor. Or something. I don't know. But in that timeline, Ralph Boner could have been Pietro, her brother, and also an actor. You know what I mean? And maybe like Ralph Boner's his stage name or whatever. So it works. Yeah. And then, but a lot of people saying the fact that she could hear the kids at the end meant they were calling from another universe to her. And it, like, they're basically variants where there's a timeline where she actually did have kids.
Right.
So I think what they're doing is they're keeping the MCU almost like its own timeline, because it very loosely follows to 616 universe in the comics, but not exactly. So I think they're kind of keeping it as its own fluent timeline. And then that way you have a timeline where Wanda doesn't know who her parents are.
Mm.
Magneto never shows up to be her father, but a variant of her has Magneto and Pietro as her family members, and Luna probably, which was her younger sister. And so, like, they could play all of that, and she bumps into another Wanda.
And steals her kids.
The thing about it, though, they would have to do is, because she's what they call a Nexus being, if she bumped into another Wanda, the fact that she's a Nexus being means that other Wanda would be exactly her. Like, it has to be the same actor. It can't be as much of a variant as Loki's are.
Yeah.
Like, Loki's aren't Nexus beings, so you can meet a bunch of Lokis that are completely different. But you never meet an alligator Wanda. All the Wandas are going to look just like her.
Alligator Wanda would be terrifying.
It would be very scary.
Oh, God. I couldn't deal with that. Gator roll you with her mind.
Just thinking about it, though, like, what's next? Are we going to do, like, the Pets Avengers? They got the Florgan, is that how it's called?
The cat from Captain Marvel. The alligator.
The alligator Loki. Frog Thor showed up now at this point.
Spider Pig.
Well, yeah, he'd have to be introduced, but I'd say introduce it into his universe.
Yeah.
He's a perfect fit for that. It was another, the Inhumans, which
the dog.
A lot of people don't count that, but that dog, yeah.
Yeah.
The teleporting telepathic dog.
That's terrifying. I don't like that.
He can read your thoughts and teleport, and he's, like, bigger than a horse.
Really don't like that.
He's like up.
Isn't Ramsey Bolton in that in Inhumans?
He is, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
And he's a bad guy in that too.
Yeah.
He's the Maximus?
Yeah, something like that. Speaking of people with weird names, have anything new from the Eternals? Or just that trailer from a month ago?
Yeah, I think the trailer was the last thing I've seen on them.
Do you think the Eternals are going to have to do anything with the timelines branching out or anything? That's more set up for, like, the X-Men and Fantastic Four? They are.
Yeah, I think the timelines branching out is just a way to bring in all the newly acquired heroes.
Okay.
I think it's more about that, but they're doing it in an all the way roundabout, scenic route, creative way. Like, they're really servicing the fanhood for
it.
Like.
Yeah. You know what? But back to, that's hard to say. Back to Black Widow for just a moment, real quick. We didn't talk about Taskmaster.
Oh my God.
we didn't even touch her.
I think that was an excellent twist. For the longest time, I thought it was a robot.
Yeah.
Taskmaster a robot that just records your fights and makes counters. Like, yeah. I was about to be so pissed.
But no, she was just going through some intense Black Widow training. And then,
they had that super brainwash in it, didn't they?
Yeah, super brainwashed her.
Crazy.
But I think that that red stuff that, like, you know, gets rid of the mind control or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's what that, along with some weird gamma radiation, that's going to be the Red Hulk, how they're going to do it. I think the secondary part of Black Widow was introducing that red
powder was kind of like the antidote for mind control. I didn't think it did anything else. But then, like, I was thinking, like, because she not only stole the powder, she stole the fowls, which were originally Shield's Hydra's fowls. Anyways. So, like, now it creates a suicide squad situation where you have something to mind control villains and make them do what you need them to do. You can even stop them from breathing. You know what I mean? Like,
that poor pig.
That was crazy.
Yo, that being said, Black Widow's mom, I thought I recognized her. She was from, she played Brendan Fraser's wife in Mummy.
Oh, yeah, The Mummy.
In The Mummy Returns. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, oh, snap. It wasn't a Knox on the Moon or anything, but God, that whole movie is so memeable.
Oh, man.
Because of the faces Imhotep makes, and the most, you know, CGI blunder of the early 2000s Scorpion King rock. You know?
Man. Yeah, that was horrible.
It was bad. It was bad.
All I know is with that movie, though, like, it really sets a few things up for, like, the ground-based villains. Like, because the one thing that Black Widow showed me is the MCU Earth is a lot larger than you think. Like, because you think after you watch all the movies, you've seen pretty much all the heroes, what's happening. But then for that whole story to be playing in the background,
right,
and you didn't know, and it fits right into the timeline and everything, right. Like, what else has happened? Like, Russia had a whole super soldier.
Yeah.
In America.
Like, I mean, we're going to find out what was happening in Wakanda, the 5-year blip.
Yeah.
Shuri and the Lieutenant Michonne, what they were doing for the 5 years. I want to see what Hawkeye was up to when he was Ronin. The Accuser. I'm kidding.
Ronin the Accuser. No, Ronin the Executioner. I think that probably, because is Hawkeye going to be a series?
I think it's either going to be a short, like a 6-episode series, like, or they're going to do a movie.
Because I know, like, it's supposed to showcase him training Kate Bishop, mm-hmm. the next Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
So I could really see that movie. Like, I just see that movie going one way. He's training her.
Thunderbolts
show up looking, hunting him. And, you know, she's trying to defend. He maybe sacrifice his life to save her. That's going to open up Yelena's eyes that, you know, maybe the Thunderbolts aren't the good guys. So she's going to turn on them. A few of the Thunderbolts turning. Some of them staying villains.
Like, I mean, I feel like...
Kate Bishop now becomes a veteran, like, you know, because she lived through that experience.
Yeah. I feel like Black Widow's sister in the Hawkeye movie is going to find out what really happened.
Yeah, and then she'll be an Avenger, you know? Eventually.
I mean, hey.
Because they kind of foreshadowed. The same way they did with Bucky holding his shield in Winter Soldier. Like, when Cap threw the shield at him, he catches it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene in Black Widow where she talks all that junk about Black Widow posing.
Yeah.
And then she lands in the pose. He's like, ugh, disgusting. But it shows she kind of fell right into that role. Like, she dropped and naturally fell into that pose. Like, he's like, yep, she's the next one.
Yeah. So, there's been talk of a deleted scene. You remember at the beginning of the movie of Black Widow, like, when they're children and they whistle and the other responds?
Yep.
And you remember at the end, Yelena whistles at the grave.
Mm.
In the deleted scene, you hear someone whistle back. So, and that made me think, okay, what if, now hear me out here.
Go.
Red Skull said, a soul for a soul, who is returning stones. So what if Captain America was like, a soul for a stone? I mean, a soul for a soul, and then threw the stone off the cliff and got Natasha back?
It's a possibility.
But the scene was deleted. Only,
what they say is it's a trade out of a soul, not for the stone. So, like, I've heard a theory that Cap went back, gave back all the stones, and went to the soul stone. And when he heard about exchange, he didn't give the stone back yet. Because he has all time. Who's going to come to Vormir looking for that stone? And so they say that he went back as Old Man Cap and then traded his soul for Natasha to get her out of the stone. And then she would come back. That was the theory.
So he's not on the moon.
No, he's not on the moon. He's in the soul stone. That was the ongoing theory for with Loki. Because before Loki aired, they kept showing that purple planet with him. And we know,
and everybody thought it was Natasha.
They thought it was Natasha out from the soul stone. But yeah, we now know that's not true.
Yeah.
But I mean, in the comic books, I think Gamora was trapped in a soul stone for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then they went in and got her out. A lot of heroes got trapped in a soul stone and they found their way out. So,
hey, man. Well, you know, we got variant Gamora,
which hopefully she doesn't soften up. I want to see Gamora, the fiercest woman in the galaxy. I want to see it.
Well, now that she lost her relationship with Peter Quill, you know,
yeah,
she doesn't know about it yet, but, you know. Oh, I'm ready for Love and Thunder, though.
Yeah.
I just want to see more. What's his name? The Rock person, Grog.
Oh,
this is me.
Korg.
Korg.
There we go. I want to say Krog. I was like, it's not Krog.
I want to say who.
But have you seen? Speaking of Korg, have you seen The one guy that makes into all our episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Have
Deadpool.
You seen the commercials with it?
Yeah, yeah. That's, yeah, I've seen a few of those. It's pretty funny. Like,
I like the one, the Free Guy promotion they did.
Yeah.
They watched a Free Guy trailer. Mm-hmm. It's like, it kind of feels like a Fox throwaway, like a last ditch clearance sale.
Oh, no.
I'm like, no, you're not getting on your own movie.
I mean, look, he did it at the end of, Deadpool 2?
Yeah.
So, look, if they find a way to just weave Deadpool in there somehow.
That's what I
want to
see. I just
not a lot of people would be upset about
Multiverse
it.
Of Madness. He has to be there. One of the universes has to have Deadpool there.
Like, right. Like, just someone.
Let him be there.
Anyone.
Like, hey, I'm here to help. And then, you know, something crazy happens. He gets exploded. They think he's dead. You'll see him in the next movie. Like.
So, Chris.
Roscoe.
Quick draw.
Pew.
In a one-on-one fight, nothing weird, nobody giving somebody a weird advantage, nothing.
All right.
Batman, I know we bring him in here a lot, but he's
the defending champ.
He's the defending champ when humans are involved. This cute. Batman's not going to beat Galactus, all right? Anyway.
Sure.
Shut up. All right, one-on-one fight. Batman and Taskmaster.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I mean,
because, you know, Taskmaster has a sword and shield. Do they have, like, their basic set?
Yeah, basic utility belt, basic sword and shield.
Okay. Now, we're talking about the comic version or the movie version? Because... for both characters, that makes a very big difference.
Who would you give it to in the movies?
In the movies, if we got Ben Affleck, Batman, going against the Taskmaster from the movies, I think I'd give that one to the Taskmaster.
Oh, yeah? Just a bunch more utility and...
Yeah, just like he's way more adaptable. Like Batfleck, as they call him. he's kind of more of a grounded fighter. Like he's made to fight strong. Like, he tear the Red Guard into pieces.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's made to fight strong heroes. But, like, someone who moves like the Taskmaster was moving in that movie, the different assortment of weapons he went through. Because he had the arrow, the shield, the sword.
The claws.
Oh, yeah. He did have the claws, too. Like, he was ready, like, on every level. And I'm not down in Batman's readiness. But kind of like in the comic books, you saw Batman versus Captain America. And they were evenly matched, but then Batman gave in because he was like, I'm going to get tired. Like,
you're right.
And that chick, the Taskmaster, she was not going to get tired.
No.
And she was going to just
part
wear
robot.
Out. It's like, and that's what I love about Natasha Black Widow so much. Because I used to say it when a Winter Soldier movie came out. She does not play fake about her power level. She does not lie about where she like, she don't lie to herself.
She'll
lie
to needs to run, she'll run.
Exactly. Like, because like, they're fighting Winter Soldier. And she put in the most damage on him. But you could tell she was not sticking around to fight him. Mm-mm. She was not trying to take with him. And the same thing when she found out Taskmaster wasn't after her on the bridge to begin it. Like, she's like, oh, this is what you're after? Okay, got you.
Peace.
And then she, like, snatched him and left the case and put on a whole show. And kind of, you could tell she egged him into kicking her off the bridge.
Yeah.
Like, she made that happen. And then, like, I'm gone. Bye. And he opens the case. Oh, she got me with
the
old switcheroo.
Like, the old switcheroo.
About, yeah, but you talk about comic book versions, though. Batman is, like, so OP in the comic books and the cartoons, and they kind of just dismiss it. Like, that's, like, what gets him on. Everybody looks at him like he's around Superman and Green Lantern and Wonder Woman. They're like, oh, we're super powerful. We're almost indestructible. So they kind of look down on Batman. But then, what was it? Was it Justice League? No, it wasn't War. It was one where he had a contingency plan for all the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Batman is the thing. Like, he's it. Like,
right.
If you can beat Batman, then you can conquer Earth. Like, it's like, he is the best that we have to offer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and so,
is the bat gone? The bat is gone? Go!
Like, imagine Lex Luthor, like, the damage he does to Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if Lex Luthor actually could really, like, fight. Like, right. Lex Luthor defeats Superman with his mind only. But Batman has the mind and the strength and the skill, like, all of that together. Like, in the comic books, like, nobody. He'd find a way around Taskmaster's techniques. Something ridiculous. Like, Natasha even found a way around it.
Yeah. Eventually.
And then I love that fight with the girl. It's like, I need something to break. He's like, there's something to break. I'm like, oh no, he's going to die.
I love seeing him again. He plays a Hopper in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And at the end of season 2, 3. How many seasons?
I think it's three.
Three. Seasons. Yeah, at the end of season 3, you know, that blast happens into the upside down. Everybody thought he's dead and everything. He's coming back, but still, like, it was good to see him again. I was like, yeah. Poor guy in season 2 that just got eaten by those, like, dog-like creatures.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was Sam. Samwise. Mr. Frodo, I need to get you to Mordor. Yeah, it was him.
Samwise.
Ah, the greatest. The greatest. But anyway, what you got for me?
All right, quick draw.
Pew. It's a water gun.
Very quick draw. All right, so since we got a versus for me, let's see what we have. Pull out a versus for you.
All right.
Something very strange. We can pull from all lores here. The mm-hmm. most powerful versions of these characters you can think of. All
right.
We got RoboCop.
All right.
Have you seen RoboCop?
Yes, it's been a while, but
I'm just saying because he's almost there, unstoppable. But okay,
all right.
RoboCop versus Judge Dredd. So we go old school.
RoboCop and Judge.
Both of them had a remake recently. And
remakes
everything.
Recently. Yeah. I'm gonna give it to RoboCop. Newest RoboCop. Okay. Now Dredd crushes old RoboCop. I'll say that Judge Dredd crushes old RoboCop. But new RoboCop? Yo. That meant I thought I was watching a Jason Statham movie all over again. Like, that RoboCop was definitely, like, he even has more charisma than Judge Dredd. Like, I mean,
Judge Dredd doesn't need to have charisma.
Yeah, he doesn't. You know, but still, like, just hands down in a shootout, like, in tacticality. Is that a word? It is now. Shut up. But yeah, I'm gonna give that to RoboCop, hands down.
All right, yep. All right.
Yep. Now, who do you think has better tech? Real quick. You just shoot it off the brain, whatever you think. First thing to come to your head. Who has better tech? Lex Luthor? Tony Stark.
Gotta go with Tony Stark.
Okay.
Tony Stark, just because his tech, like, he has robots building robots. And it always works out.
I mean, Lex Luthor has Brainiac building stuff for him somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy. That's like Brainiac and Ultron. Like which cyborg, who has the better cyborg?
Speaking of which.
And Vision. Tony had Vision, so Jarvis, and
Ultron. Are we talking about Ultron?
Yeah.
There are alternate versions in the comic books.
Oh, no.
Where Ultron gets the Vision body,
mm-hmm.
and then he goes on to get all of the stones, and they're in him. So he's like a living Infinity Gauntlet.
Don't like that. Right?
So that Ultron
mm-hmm.
versus Infinity Gauntlet Thanos.
That Ultron. What are you talking about? I'm giving it to that Ultron.
Yeah.
Yes, he beat the brakes off the Avengers. The only Avenger he had trouble with one on one was the Hulk. He got thrown out of the plane.
No, he struggled with Vision, and Vision was like alive for 2 days.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I just, for some reason, I don't know. I might be fanboying a little hard because Ultron was my like favorite villain. Ultron was my favorite villain. Like, as far as like Loki, Thanos, Killmonger, whoever else you want to call out, Ultron was my favorite. Like, just the way, just because he was so silly. Like, he was just a silly villain. Like when he got thrown out, when he's trying to fly away and the Hulk throws him out, he's like, oh, come on. Like, what he had an agenda. He stuck to it. He had a plan. He stuck to it. It was just.
My thing is, I don't know, like, the movie Ultron just wasn't smart enough to me. Just one thing. This is one thing I want to say. If you are that version of Ultron, right? Mm. And you're going up against Avengers, Now, regardless what he said at the end about, like, this is what I wanted. All of you against all of me. That should never be what you wanted. You should save one for backup. Like, when you have one, just set off to the side, eating a sandwich. He is not part of the battle. Just to make sure that you survive at the end of the day. Like, come right. on, how stupid do you have to be that all of you is there? Like, that's all I'm saying. Like,
I don't know. Look, I mean, technically, Ultron was only like a week old at that point. He didn't really know what he wanted. He just wanted the drop Sokovia.
He just wanted to play with his bouncy ball.
Yeah, exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen. That about wraps it up for us today. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, The Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris.
And remember to pick your powers up on the way out. 1, 2.